I know that one of your other interests is in male breast cancer. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about some of the research that's been done in the last few years on that entity and some of the work that you've done in male breast cancer?
Sure. I think some of the big things that have happened in the last few years with male breast cancer have been using population-based data sources to look at it. Because really, before 2 or 3 years ago, almost all the information about male breast cancer came from single-institution retrospective series. And so I did, and I think some other people since then also, have looked using the SEER database and at big national databases of male breast cancer and been able to collect, you know, several thousand patients to look at. Some of the things that we've found that I think are interesting include, one, that the incidence is going up for men with breast cancer. We found that from the 70s until now, there's almost a 25% increase in the incidence of breast cancer in men. We also found that men tend to present with more advanced disease. And I guess this isn't really surprising, given that men aren't having screening mammograms. And I think there's also a delay in diagnosis because of lack of awareness. But men were more likely to present with node-positive disease, more likely to present with advanced disease, and because of that, tended to have poorer outcomes. But when we look age for age and stage for stage, the outcomes are same between men and women with breast cancer.
What about sentinel node in men?
There have been a few series looking at that, probably 5 or 6 different retrospective series now, and so far it seems to have an equivalent sensitivity and specificity. So I know our surgeons at MD Anderson will offer sentinel node biopsy if a patient is clinically node negative.